This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show, show number 359. Well, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. You can find our show at the website at www.hometravelagent.net, or you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. And on the website at hometravelagent.net, you can sign up for the newsletter, which comes out when we release the show, and we don't spam your email inbox. You only receive the newsletter when a new show is released or we have important information to share with you. And another thing, it will be a big help to us if you can go over to iTunes and give us a positive comment. Give us a like over at iTunes. That would really help out, and I'd really appreciate that. In the upcoming interview, we're going to take you on a trip in Alaska. And according to a 2015 Travel Leaders Group report, an Alaska cruise is in the first place as a desired vacation by Americans. And as a travel consultant, you can build on this desire by creating a real Alaska vacation, a real one. And this show will tell you why and show you how. And I think in the show you're going to find that Lorraine and I really like the supplier that's going to be doing the interview portion of the show. And it's probably good at this point to let you know that we receive no compensation or any kind of perks at all by having guests like the supplier in the interview here on our show. We receive nothing for having them. We just think that they're a great supplier for you as a travel agent and like to help them out by promoting them. And as a result, we know that you're going to have excellent client reviews, remarks. In fact, they're just going to love you for using this particular supplier and many of those that we have on the show, as a matter of fact. So we do not take compensation for having our guests on the show. Also, the Home Base Travel Agent Show is a proud affiliate of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, NACTA. And Lorraine and I publish the show monthly, and we'd love to have your feedback. You can email me at barry@hometravelagent.net. So, with that, let's get on the show and find out what's real special about Alaska. So here we go. Welcome, everyone, to the interview portion of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and I want to ask everybody to put on your seat belts, fasten your shoulder straps on, because Lorraine is here with, I'm going to say some people, but we only have one of the group here with us that Lorraine spent about 16 hours in a car with, and it wasn't boring a bit, and now we're going to spend a half hour all together here, and I'm sure it's not going to be boring here either. So anyhow, Lorraine, what do we have going here that's not going to be boring?
It's so not going to be boring. So as Barry said, everybody, get your bootstraps on and get your harness going and tie down, because this is going to be quite the ride. Today we have a special guest. Her name is Mandy Garcia. She is the co-owner of Salmon Berry Tours in Anchorage, Alaska. I had the honor of meeting her and her business partner, Candace McDonald, several years ago when I was up there. I think it was right about the time of the Iditarod launching a couple years ago. And I was very impressed with their business office and even more impressed with the two owners as well as their staff. Very personable, very friendly, and they're just, it's a good company. Last year at the NACTA conference for the National Association of Travel Agents, Candace had the opportunity to come to Arizona and had her socks blown off by meeting all the NACTA agents and be able to kind of get a feel of what NACTA does as an association for travel agents. And this year, she is a little predisposed. Candace is going to have twin boys at the end of October. At this rate, it could be mid-October. So Mandy gets to come to the NACTA conference this year on Kona. So I know that she's excited about that. And so I wanted to turn the reins over to her to talk about some packages that they have put together. Salmon Berry Tours puts together customized FITs, individual packages as well as group packages for people who are doing the land portion of Alaska. And they do all over Alaska. I have booked my clients several times with them, and they've always had above and beyond good service, and which keeps me coming back. And I wanted to be able to share Mandy with our listeners so they too can get a feel for what Salmon Berry Tours has to offer to their clients. So I'm going to be quiet now and turn the reins over to you, Mandy, to have you talk a little bit about who you are, how you're involved in Salmon Berry Tours, and then what you have to offer for travel agents and working with their clients.
Fantastic. Hello, everyone. My name is Mandy. Again, I'm with Salmon Berry Tours. That's my last name, with Salmon Berry Tours. And we are a women-owned and operated company right in the heart of downtown Anchorage. So not only do we employ local Alaskan tour guides year-round, but we also allow your guests to actually come in and meet us. So the folks that may be locally guided by, they actually get to meet in person. We like to help you organize the itinerary and then locally guide it, providing a rich history of, you know, Alaska on these guided tours, also point out interesting features, and then share with them the stories of actually living in Alaska. So on our great Alaskan road trip, which is what I was calling it when Laureen came up to Alaska early September, we decided to embark on an adventure. We decided to do two national parks in 4 days. And that, in your head, you probably think that's doable until logistically you look at the map and you start looking at the details. So we were doing something I would never have guests do, but I definitely wanted to try out and try to see as much as we could in those 4 days. We focused on Denali National Park, probably one of the most known national parks in Alaska. Most folks that come to Alaska, they can easily visit Denali National Park, Glacier Bay National Park if they're cruising up, as well as Kenai Fjords National Park. Those are the three that are easy, or easier when you visit Alaska, and well known. The infrastructure's there. The other national park that we chose to travel is Wrangell-St. Elias National Park. And the Wrangell-St. Elias National Park is America's largest national park at 3.2 million acres. And being able to see Denali and Wrangell in 4 days was quite an adventure. And we drove the Denali Highway, which is absolutely amazing. I think I hadn't driven the highway in years. Candace had been even longer than that. And it just refreshes your memory. And oh my gosh, the ideas were flowing, weren't they, Laureen?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We, on that 16-hour road trip adventure, I don't think we stopped talking about the creative process, designing itineraries for a certain clientele. And when you contact Salmon Berry Tours, actually travel agents have their own way of contacting us. You can email us at traveltrade@salmonberrytours.com, and then you have your own email address, which is nice because you have your own team of people that help you as travel agents. And during that trip, with the creative process, we got to understand one of the struggles of producing a package and putting it online for everybody to sign up for is that people don't travel the same, and we all kind of know that. And so it's our job to help you and help your clients, you know, maybe take a package that's published online or take a package that you might publish and make it their own package. And that's where the curated or the custom itinerary planning comes in. And through the road trip, we visited multiple accommodations, anywhere from little cabin in the woods to a romantic stay to the very back inside Denali National Park. That was really neat. And then along the way, when we went into Wrangell-St. Elias, we saw the different activities, met the local guides. It's really important for us never to sell something unless we've actually experienced it. So when you do book an itinerary or a day trip with us, you can rest assured that we've actually done that tour ourselves. Let's see. So going into the planning and the packages, the first thing I like to do is just kind of get your guest's wish list and go about it that way, where the guest says, okay, I would really like to see these top five things. And they may have already done research, or you may have a package published on your website and they just want it a little bit different. And if we take a look at their wish list, we can build something just for them. We do have some published packages. We have an Explore and an Experience Denali National Park on our website. You can take a look at those, SalmonBerryTours.com, and click on Curated Travel to get to our packages page. With those, it's just a little sample, so you can add it into an itinerary that you're already doing. We have anywhere from partially guided itineraries to fully guided itineraries. Partially guided means that, you know, maybe the customer wants to rent a car. That's no problem, but the activities are going to be guided and the accommodations will be arranged, and then you would get your commission off of both of those. A fully guided package includes a Salmonberry Tours guide from the minute they land to the minute they fly out. And those fully guided packages, we have a maximum group size of 12, and that's to keep our quality level where I would like to see it. And it also allows us to do things that the larger, bigger groups, they're not able to do. For example, a dinner in a hangar with Base Camp Annie, a lady who spent 10 years on the Mount McKinley, or Denali now, yay, got changed to Denali. Denali's base camp, where the climbers all start their summit of Denali. And she spent 10 years there managing camp. So we're able to provide those unique, special, local pieces of the puzzle that makes your trip unique and your itinerary that you're providing your client unique. So let's see, Laureen, should I talk about the National Parks package, or do you focus on
that? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Why don't you talk about the National Parks, and then I'll also talk about some of the packages that you and I put together for my clients, so that way it also give a perspective not only of people who are just staying as land package people, but people who want to add on a pre- or post-cruise, too.
Perfect. Yes, so I'll start with the National Parks package. It's a new package for 2016. It actually allows clients to visit 4 of our 8 national parks in Alaska. And they have an ability to extend to do 2 more easily, even 3 more easily. So you can cross off a lot of pieces of somebody's bucket list on this one. You actually fly directly into Fairbanks for this trip. And I'll kind of take you geographically down our state map. So if you do have Alaska state map in front of you, which you all should, it's on your hand. If you do have that, then go ahead and follow along with me. So we will visit the Anaktuvuk Pass and the Gates of the Arctic National Park into Anaktuvuk Pass on day 2 of the itinerary. The allowing us to go there will give the clients a chance to visit a village. So if anybody ever says, I really want to visit a local Eskimo village and immerse myself in that culture, you can do that in a day trip from Fairbanks, and we can do that with you. They also are allowed to get a little glimpse of the midnight sun, because that trip doesn't return until about midnight, so 7 p.m. to midnight. And when we do that trip, the midnight sun is quite special in the summer months to Alaska. In the winter, of course, we're known for northern lights. In the summer, we're known for that midnight sun. We then take a locally run shuttle down to Denali National Park, and we're going to stay inside Denali National Park. By staying inside Denali National Park, it allows guests to have all their meals included, and all of their activities are guided. So the only thing that they would pay additional would be maybe for flight seeing or for massage services or spa services, anything like that. 2 nights inside Denali National Park to really get to see just Denali National Park, giving you a chance to see the wildlife and learning about the gold rush history with Fanny Quigley and the Kantishna mining hills. And then, you know, that's anywhere from people that just want to sightsee to people that actually want to get out and hike. So it's really great for the soft adventure folks and even the more adventurous folks. Coming back out, of course, no itinerary would be complete without the Alaska Railroad. So we travel Gold Star service from Denali to Anchorage the next day. The following day, we're back into Anchorage. We're actually going to visit either Katmai National Park or Lake Clark National Park. And the reason why we have you choose between these two national parks is they're both for bear viewing. That's the goal of those two national parks. So that's why many folks end up going to one of those national parks. So we allow you to choose your own adventure and either choose Brooks Falls at Katmai National Park or the grassy and river streams of Lake Clark National Park. Both of them, you have a lunch and a lodge. Following the bear viewing excursion, and again, this is like a go trip, but it is quite an adventure in the days that you have. On day 7, we're actually going to go all the way down to Seward, and we'll do a little tour through the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center. This is a really important place in my heart. It is a rescue and rehabilitation center for injured and orphaned Alaskan wildlife. And this wildlife center teams up with Alaska Fish and Game in order to give these wild animals refuge in the center's spacious habitats so you can get a close and safe place to view them and photograph them, like the bears and moose and bison, elk. Muskox, they have small mammals, birds of prey. They have over 200 acres at the Wildlife Conservation Center. So even if you're looking for a day trip from Anchorage, have your folks go to the Wildlife Center. I can't speak enough about that. But on our trip, it is a nice complete tour through the Wildlife Center and on our way down to Seward. The next day, you get to do your Kenai Fjords National Park cruise. It includes salmon and prime rib buffet. It includes the chance to see a calving glacier either at Holgate or Ayalik Glaciers. You're able to cruise through the National Wildlife Refuge looking for whales and sea otters and seals and sea lions. That's all about marine life. And your last day concludes with a shuttle to the Anchorage Airport. So it's a 9-day national parks trip. If you wanted to add national parks, you could do that in the beginning or the end. It just depends on your client's style. You can always add on Glacier Bay via a 7-day cruise, or we can fly them in and out of Juneau and do Glacier Bay National Park from there. That's just a quick rundown, and I would be more than happy to email you our national parks package, our Alaska's national parks package. It has plenty of details. It has each day lined out and the different parks that are highlighted throughout the journey.
And in addition to packages like that, I know a lot of agents really are concerned about, well, how do I sell Alaska to my clients? Because so many people think, oh, I just want to be able to sell a cruise. And that, you know, it's one of the things that I want to be able to share with people about the difference of selling a land package versus a cruise package. A cruise package is most often going to be an inside passage, which will either be start to finish from Seattle or start to finish from Vancouver. And, you know, speaking as a person who has been to Alaska as well as been on a cruise ship, the huge difference is, the best analogy that I can give is if you have a passenger who said, I have been to San Francisco, and all they did when they came to San Francisco was to go to Pier 39. So for those who've been to San Francisco, Pier 39 is a pier. It's nice. It's safe. It's quiet. It's got a million little shops on it. But it's really not experiencing San Francisco, which is the best way to say about an inside passage cruise package. It's nice, it's safe, you get to take excursions and go elsewhere, but you're really seeing a lot of cruise lines, jewelry stores. While on the other hand, if you have clients who want to be able to experience Alaska, my recommendation would be either send them from Vancouver all the way up to, is it Seward or Whittier?
It depends on which ship you cruise with. If you're cruising with Princess, it's always Whittier. The other cruise lines typically come into Seward, Alaska.
Perfect. So do a one-directional cruise. You can either start in Alaska or in, either way you're going to go there, but you know what I mean, up north. And what I did for a couple of families this year is I sent them 3 nights in Anchorage, and then they went on a 7-night southbound cruise. One of the things that Salmon Berry is known for is accommodations in more unusual places, more unique. They don't book like Best Western and Motel 6. That's not the experience you want your clients to have of Alaska. I know that many times, and you might be able to mention a little bit about this bed and breakfast, but Copper Whale Inn, is that one of the accommodations that you tend to use?
Oh, yes, I love the Copper Whale Inn. They take such good care of our clients. They're locally owned. They're right next to the Tony Knowles Coastal Trail. Many of our downtown eateries are right there. It's a really warm place. When you walk in, it just feels nice and warm. They even have, like, real keys on the doors. it's a neat little Alaska. And it's historic. It's a historic inn.
Exactly. It's a great way for your clients to start off their trip. Glenn's wonderful. He's very friendly. And anytime you see anybody there, it's a bed and breakfast. So at morning in the breakfast, you'll see people from all over the world. There was a father-son traveling together when we were there, and they were from Germany. Which was great. And they were, you know, talking about, wow, what a beautiful area Alaska was. And the thing that's unique about Salmon Berry Tours is they actually customize the packages for what your client's looking for. So if you have a family that want to be able to experience the land portion, they will put together for you the accommodations, the rail trains, where they'll be able to stay. When we were in Denali, we stayed at the Grand Denali. What a really nice facility. It was up on the hill. Everybody was well taken care of. Beautiful views, beautiful accommodation. And it's going to be very different than what you would experience for your clients if they were just booking a pre or post package just with the cruise line. They're going to shuttle people in their buses of 40-plus people to their accommodations. When you really want your clients to be able to experience more what Alaska is like, not with their 40 favorite people crammed onto a bus that they just came from a ship of 1,200 people, but to be on the Salmon Berry shuttles. What did you say the maximum was on your shuttles?
I don't like to put more than 12 in our vehicles. We have the Sprinter vehicles, so everybody has their own individual seats. And, you know, honestly, people like a little bit of extra room. So I like 12 plus a guide. I feel like it's a nice group size.
The Salmon Berry Tours will also put together packages if your clients want to go rafting or zip lining. Mm-hmm. One of the small companies that you will book your clients with does the Aurora Scarves. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah, I really like this program. Actually, just recently we quoted a group of 14, so it looked like a multi-generation. I think it's probably a multi-generational family for an agent. And all of the husbands wanted to go fishing, and all of the wives we're looking for something to do. And, you know, the agent said, well, I'll just send them to the museum and to the shops and such. And I suggested maybe we do this silk scarf painting, because it's not just a silk scarf painting. It's so much more than that. We actually bring you out to an authentic Alaskan homestead right on this river. It's this beautiful log cabin with this huge deck all around. And yes, you are going to learn how to paint a silk scarf, but that silk scarf is supposed to be an interpretation of the Aurora Borealis. So you learn all about the Northern Lights. You are painting a scarf, sharing some wine and some appetizers, and you're right on the creek. And it is a really fun experience. And so, you know, all the men went out playing and did some fishing, and all the ladies, we did silk scarf painting. And I know a couple of the NACTA agents that have done the silk scarf painting themselves, and they personally enjoyed it. I love my silk scarf. But it's a local family that opens their home to people. You have a homemade soup and cookies, and you get a little takeaway from it, too. You get to bring that silk scarf home.
Exactly. And these are things that you have to offer your clients. It's going to be a little different. As I mentioned, sometimes it appears to be the easiest way to book clients on a cruise. Oh, look, the major cruise lines has pre and post packages. Yeah, I'll just send my clients on that. That's really not going to give them the best value. You will be very interested to find out that the packages that Salmon Berry Tours may not be the least expensive in the world, and you don't want that for your clients. You want your clients to have the quality and the experience of what it's like to actually experience Alaska, not just be on another 40 plus person tour. You will also see that with their smaller shuttles and their staff, it's much more personable. I know that they don't just hire anybody to be on their staff. They're very stringent. People have to have good people skills. When I called in for my booking last year, I got Tony. He was kind of new on the scene, and he was so cute because you could tell just on the phone that he was nervous. He wanted to be able to do it right, and I could tell because he was new because he didn't know my name. Anytime I call Salmon Berry's and they don't know who Loreen is, or they don't see my name on caller ID and don't know me, they must be new.
Yep, that's right. And Tony actually is at a home-based agent show right now. He's getting his feet wet in travel. So we're pretty. So if you see Tony out there, say hello. And you know, Loreen mentioned something really interesting. Is that your clients already did a cruise package to Alaska? Say they did a cruise land package to Alaska. Those clients are already your clients. You have the opportunity to take a unique package. We can take Denali out of a national parks package if they have already visited it, because we have the opportunity to customize. If your clients have already come to Alaska, they will want to come back. I don't know very many people that have only come to Alaska one time. Typically, our clients that we get, they're repeat offenders. They've come to Alaska many times. And those clients that you've already sent on that 7-day cruise, or maybe you sent them on the round trip cruise and they never actually landed in the mainland of Alaska, you have the opportunity to sell them another Alaska experience, and they trust you because they probably had a good time on the cruise, but maybe they're looking for something a little more in depth, something an authentic Alaskan experience led by locals.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that travel agents are really looking for is, you know, there's a common term that's used these days about shop local, support local, right? Support your local travel agent. And that's what working with Salmon Berry Tours is about, is all of the folks that are there they live there. They're not people who fly in and out from different parts of the country to camp to work for a huge corporation. You guys are all year round. Is the biggest season your summer season?
No, our biggest season is the Iditarod. I have more people travel through our doors during the 2 weeks of Iditarod than in the peak of the summer season. So if you don't know what the Iditarod is, you need to email me so I can forward you this. But the Iditarod is on many people's wish lists. Again, if you have those clients that came in the summer, Alaska is so different in the winter. We've got the Aurora. We have dog sledding on real snow with Iditarod champion dog teams. We have glacier walking. We have helicopter flight tours, and you land and can look into a frozen ice cave and see all the different styles of ice. The winter is magical.
I have clients asking periodically about the Northern Lights. Do you offer a Northern Lights package?
Yeah, we have as simple as, you know, you've got folks that just are coming up for like a weekend. We have as simple as a one-night trip. Hopefully we see the lights, that kind of deal. But our biggest seller right now, and what many, many people, the response on it is just tremendous, is our Northern Lights Getaway packages. So good that we actually had to produce a Northern Lights Getaway in reverse. So Northern Lights Getaway from Fairbanks and a Northern Lights Getaway from Anchorage. So you either fly your guests into Anchorage and out of Fairbanks, or fly them into Fairbanks and out of Anchorage. And both of those packages are on our website, but they do include an Arctic Circle experience, nightly aurora viewing, Chena Hot Springs visit, and dog sledding tour, a rail trip. You have an optional Alaskan bush plane flight. Let's see. There's even the Alaska Native Heritage Center, which many of you are probably questioning right now. The Alaska Native Heritage Center is typically open in the summer. So you're probably thinking, how are you going to get in there in the winter? We are the only company allowed to go through the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center, or the Alaska Native Heritage Center in the winter months. So fall, winter, spring, when the Heritage Center is closed to the public, we give a fully guided tour through the center. And that one is a really neat tour. It's brand new to this year.
Well, that's awesome. I didn't know you guys did that.
Yeah, that one's a new one, Laureen. And that one is neat because our guides were trained one-on-one with the Alaska Native Heritage Center. We have keyed access, so we're allowed to open up the village site buildings, so the guests can still, you know, touch a polar bear hide or look at the different masks or learn about the different cultures. And they have village sites that are all around this lake. So in the winter, when we get enough snow, by the way, it's our first snowfall today. It's all very exciting today. But when we have enough snow, even guests can use snowshoes. And I know some of you are like, what? This girl is crazy. But snowshoes, it's easier to walk in snowshoes than it is with snow boots on. And if your clients don't have winter clothing, we have that solution too. We actually, because no one else in Alaska is doing this, we had to make a winter gear rental program. So we rent snow boots, parkas, and snow pants for clients in the winter.
And that is awesome because people like us in California or say in Florida,
yeah,
going to an area that they're not used to, probably don't own items like that. I can safely say I do not own snow chains. Never
yeah.
have.
Yeah, so. Don't. We'll chain up the vehicle for you.
Well, and that's one of the things that's unique about Salmon Berry Tours is that they're small, they're local, they customize the packages. And if you call the office, you know, you will talk to a real person there, not a res agent in a corporate building somewhere else. You'll talk to somebody right there in the office. And they pay travel agents commission. So make sure that when you call in and you're a travel agent, you give them all your information. Again, something that's really unique is that Salmon Berry Tours has an email address just for you, the travel agent. So that way it doesn't get lost into the info@salmonberry.com website. It's a priority item. They get to you quickly because they are honoring travel agents as their business partners. And I just think it's really a great way that you are stepping out of the box and being good business partners in, you know, this day and age.
Yeah,
Barry, I know that you've been quiet the whole time like you always are. You're so good to let me go on and on and on.
Well, Laureen, I actually have been sitting here contemplating a question.
Talking.
Yeah. And, you know, it could be a dangerous question, I guess. But, you know, you guys spent 16 hours in a car together. And I'm wondering, what's the most unusual thing that happened on your 16-hour tour?
Let me say it. Mandy, two words.
Oh, no, don't do it.
Creepy van.
Yes. So we are driving down the McCarthy Road, and by the way, if you've heard horror stories of the McCarthy Road, they're all true. That's why you fly your guests in and out of McCarthy via Chitna, and we would arrange that for you. But we're driving along, and of course, the lady with that's pregnant needed to use the restroom. There are no restrooms along the McCarthy Road, and so we were just going to pull over and do it Alaskan style, and we go to pull over into, you know, what looked like a photo stop. A lot of times along the Alaska highways, we, you know, in road system, we have photo pullout areas, and that allows other cars to pass. Anyways, it's pitch dark in the middle of the night, and by the way, we saw the auroras. It was amazing, wasn't it, Lorene? But Candace goes to pull over, and there's this creepy-looking van just parked, and I about jumped out of my seat. I was like, oh, I screamed. I was like, get, go. I don't know. That was funny. That was like 14 hours in, so.
It was great.
Yeah, the creepy van was gone the next day. But yes, do 100% fly your guests in and out of McCarthy. Spend that extra money. They will love you for it, and you will be the expert too. They'll say, "Oh, you are a smart lady or gentleman for flying me in and out of that," because of the stories that they hear at breakfast the next day.
And absolutely, I would. What the four of us were in the car. One of us was pregnant with twins. Three of us were not. it was quite the adventure. And so, rightfully so, Candace said the next morning, you know, or maybe the night before, you know, the boys are not going to like taking that trip back tomorrow. So Mandy offered to, I'll just drive back. You three take the plane over. Well, I am not about to make Mandy drive that hellacious drive again all by herself. And so it took Gail about 2 seconds to offer to fly back with Candace. And honestly, Gail's an RN, so she probably should have been the person to go with her anyway.
Yeah, that was a great move.
What was that?
That was a good move.
Yes, yes. They got to stay at Kennicott Lodge a little longer. They both took a nap on a sofa. Red hung out, bonded, had a beautiful flight, and Mandy and I bonded over, they weren't even potholes. What are they, cradles?
Kettle ponds. They were small kettle ponds. that was the running joke, is they were so large they were like little ponds. But the road's not normally that bad, but we had a little bit of rain prior to us arriving, and so it got to be an adventure. That's all.
It was fun, and we saw a live porcupine.
We did, yeah. We saw porcupine, we saw moose, we saw two moose, didn't we? One really large bull moose that was really neat. He was huge.
And redneck men, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was great. That was great. Little Alaskan, real Alaskan men, bearded and everything. Ladies, come on up.
But so, was that what you were looking for, Barry?
Yeah, that pretty well hit the nail on the head, I think. No pun intended.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, thank you for being on our podcast. And, you know, I know that we went a little over normal, Barry, and I appreciate it. I just want to really be able to give a shout out to the fact that this is a locally owned business. It's owned by two women, which I think is really wonderful. They make great business partners and talk about the entire trip, talking about different ways to make an itinerary a better fit. They analyze, you know, what kind of client would this be good for? What kind of client would this trip be for? The Tongalin Lake Resort. What an amazing find. And that literally was,
it's beautiful.
That was Mandy driving down the road going, you know, I know about this place, and turned left quickly because there were no cars coming, and we drove to it. And can you describe it just briefly? Because I really think people need to know about it.
Yeah, Tonglen Lake Lodge is something that as itinerary builders and looking for that real Alaska experience, if you think Alaska with a little log cabin in the woods and that's it. You get your own little log cabin in the woods, and it's local artists designed the cabin. So those little details that make it really special are all there. It is the nicest cabins that I have ever been to in Alaska, period. So check it out.
Absolutely. Barry, do you have any more questions for our lovely guest?
Oh, I think I better leave it lie.
Well, thank you, Barry.
You're welcome.
So, Mandy, as we're closing, what would be the best way for our listeners to reach Sam and Barry Tours?
Well, as Travel Trade, I would say 100% to use that Travel Trade at salmonberrytours.com. You can also feel free to give us a call, because by talking to us, I think you get a good connection, and we can really chat about your clients, and sometimes that's also really nice if you prefer to call. Now that is 907-278-3572, and just let them know you're looking to talk to Mandy or Tony or anybody that can help with travel agents, and they'll be all over it. And that's how you contact us.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Somebody called on my iPhone, and my phone decided it wanted to dial through my iPad.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, you were talking, and then suddenly it said Debbie's Pet Boutique, which is where our cats go. That's great. And do you have a Facebook page?
Yeah, we do. Go like us on Facebook at Sam and Barry Tours. And Tony, he does such a great job on Facebook. Candace and I used to post, and nobody used to like any of the comments. But now that Tony's doing it, everybody likes it. And you can actually meet your tour guides right on there. You can see what we all look like. You can see guests having a great time, because we post from the tours that are happening right now all the way to like future activities and itineraries that are to come. We even have a newsletter that you can sign up for on our website, salmonberrytours.com.
Excellent. You know what? And now that you're mentioning it, you and Candace and of course Sam and Barry Tours recently were honored with something. What was that?
Oh, well, last April, I was honored with the Heart of Anchorage Award from our downtown partnership, and it just says that, you know, we care. I guess that's a big award, that we care, and we really love to share Alaska with the visitors. And then we also received in April of this year the Tour Operator of the Year Award. So we were very surprised for that. So, and very thankful. So we are the 2015 Tour Operator of the Year.
It's well deserved. Well deserved.
Great. Awesome.
So for nothing else, agents, contact them.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Barry, if our listeners would like to reach you, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials. And Lorene, how about you?
I can always be reached at my email address, which is sharptongued@mac.com. That's sharptongued@mac.com. And probably the best place to find me on Facebook is Lorene R. That's Lorene. My last initial is R. You will also find several photos from our Alaska road trip with our good friends, the gang of Sam and Barry Tour. on my Facebook. Barry, you'll be able to put some of the pictures up on your website. And also, I want to remind everybody that Sam and Barry Tours are suppliers that are with NACTA, which I think is absolutely awesome. And that, Mandy, you are going to be coming to the NACTA conference on Kona in November.
That's right. I'll see you in Hawaii.
Yay. See, we got to do 49 state and 50th state together. How awesome is that?
That sounds like a good tour package.
It does. It does. We'll have to start working on that.
Yeah, I think we will.
All right. Well, thank you. Mandy, don't hang up yet. We are going to be ending the recording. So, Barry, thank you. Thank you, everybody. And I hope everybody has a great rest of your week, and we will be here again soon.
Well, thank you, Mandy, for being a part of our show, and thank you, Laureen, for arranging these great interview guests that we have. And I also want to specially thank the listener for taking time out of your busy schedule to give us a listen. Thank you very much. We really appreciate you as being a part of our home-based travel agent show. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, let me know. If you have a topic or something you'd like to talk about on the show, we'd be happy to have you. And just let me know by dropping me an email at barry@hometravelagent.net. Now, we'll be here next month and look forward to having you again to give us a listen. And until we meet again, travel safe, stay healthy, and prosper in the travel trade.